Okay, everybody. Hello. How are you guys doing? Today is Wednesday, 26th of December, 2012. So, in fact, this is the last Wednesday of the year. So, I guess from now on out here, all the shows will be the last show of the year. What does that mean? I guess it means that these timelines that were for this year, for these days, remember, they have different ways of controlling the matrix. And so the Wednesday days in the matrix for 2012 will no longer be around. So we can say goodbye to the Wednesday matrixes. So let's do a clearing for that. And this is our self-empowerment night. You can understand that we want to get rid of Wednesdays to become self-empowered so we're not controlled by them. So this is an easy thing to do. So we're going to clear away all the Wednesday, and I'm going to do it month by month here, in the moment here, so this is what's coming up. It's a lot of fun to do it this way and stuff. So let's do all the Wednesdays in January of 2012. This will be the 2012 Wednesdays, and we'll progress for each particular day from here. So Wednesday, 2012, releasing 1, 2, 3, oh man, 4 and 5, kind of heavy in the throat. We're getting rid of these here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that's for January. Let's do February Wednesdays. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do March. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is Wednesdays for March. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. March, April. Here we go. April Wednesdays. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And May Wednesdays. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And in May, we had 5 Wednesdays. I don't know what we had in the other ones, but in May, we had 5. And going to June, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. In July, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. In August, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Another 5 Wednesdays. And September, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. October, releasing that. And it's like we had 5 in that month, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. November, last month. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. Okay, and this month, including today. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, we just took away the matrix for the Wednesdays for this particular year. So if you want to comment on that, just go into the fast chat. We're not going to have callers tonight. So we'll just stay on track with our healings and things here. So we'll see what you want to comment. Maybe how much better you feel. Maybe give a percentage, you know, or whatever. But we'll turn it over to Carrie. I think she's on. So, Carrie, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. Well, that was really interesting, Ron. So you, the mind matrix is what you took away. I was suppressing some yawns. I didn't want to make any noise, but it was throat energy for me, and I was almost coughing and then almost yawning and managed not to because I didn't want to interrupt. But what exactly did you pull off?
Yeah, I was taking away the energies for Wednesday for 2012 for each particular month. Remember, so if you think of the matrix as things like being crossed over each other, you know, squares, you know. So the Wednesdays are hooked into the matrix through various other timelines. And just think of a railroad track. So we'll just say that one of those tracks on the pieces of wood underneath it, right, would be Wednesday. And that one track, or just think of both of them as being Wednesday, the one track goes through thousands and thousands of timelines, right? Mm-hmm. And then it intersects to them. I won't say they're at 90 degrees, but we'll just kind of keep it simple here. Those 90-degree ones, you go sideways completely into the darkness. But just think of the Wednesday, how it interfaces and connects to the energies in the matrix. So that's kind of what I was perceiving there and how it was working. Oh, now we have the availability to do that.
So if we wanted to, any of us that would like to go in and clear the other days, month by month from this year, I'm just wondering which clearing we would use for that. We have the Mind Matrix barcode that keeps us attached to the Mind Matrix.
I think we have that bundle up, which would be good to do. That would probably be the best to get onto as a bundle.
Right. That has the Mind Matrix barcode in it. That's the one that also has the cellular mental clearing and the orb clearing and the alien attack page.
That's what I'd probably recommend going into is that. Remember, we do these clearings only to show you that, you could be connected to something like this here. So, like I say, I'm not saying that everybody needs all of the clearings, okay? You must remember that as you look at the website. And you might get, what's happening? I got all these things and, I just can't do all of these. And what do I need first? Well, just listen to the programs here. Go to the archives and see which one seems to help you out. And when you get one that you go, wow, that one released a lot of energy from me, then very good possibility you need that clearing. And that's how, I like to try to present what we're doing is doing it that way. And you know yourself how it is feeling and what's going on, with you and with it. So, by all means, I would think that would be a very, wonderful clearing to do. And that's the Mind Matrix bundle. So, just see how you're feeling. That's the whole process. How do you feel now? Does your body feel better? Are you looking at a situation in your life that maybe got resolved? All different things can happen. So I'll just turn it back over to you again.
Okay, there's quite a few comments, Ron. So people are feeling heavy, feeling an ache, aches in their head. Some people are saying they're starting to feel lighter. Saw a lot of crossings. 80% better here. I'm sweating profusely. Another person feeling lighter, another person feeling more free, a couple of people saying they don't feel anything, and somebody asked, yes, the bundle that we're talking about is the Mind Matrix bundle, which is now, that was one that Ron put together and gave away a couple of months, I think October and November of this year with the people that were doing the intensive, and now it's available online as the bundle. So there's the cellular mental clearing, that's a whole life clearing. There's the orb clearing, that's the whole life orb clearing. The alien attack page, which we've talked quite a bit about recently on some recent shows, and the Mind Matrix barcode. And I believe that bundle is $200. So just type in Mind Matrix Bundle and you should pull that up pretty easily on creationlightship.com. So, Ron, we were talking earlier and you wanted to continue kind of with the theme that you had going on Monday. I know you were talking about the Jesus energies, and we do have a question that came in. Somebody was wanting to know earlier on the fast chat what the difference, if you could describe the difference between the Jesus of darkness, and probably you would call that the light of the darkness, the fake Jesus, and then the Jesus who was from the light. If you can describe the difference between those two energies.
Okay. So the original Jesus of the light was here, and that's what people, in fact, when you read the Bible, that's what you're probably actually tuning into, because you are, you know, I'll say 99% of the time that's what you're tuning into, because you heard about it through a church, okay? I don't think very many people out there listening happen to go to a bookstore and for no reason whatsoever picked up a Bible and never knew about churches, okay? So typically you went to a church and got indoctrinated in the dogma of what was in the Bible and is in the Bible, not that it was in the Bible, it's there. Are there true stories? Probably. But the whole thing is, remember, there's keywords. So you must know this by now, everybody. If you don't know this, keywords are words that are used to connect you to the darkness. And there are different words, different sentences that people have. But sometimes keywords are in songs to connect you. I guess they say if you say a phrase three times in a row, that starts the mind programming. You might know more about that than me, but that's what I have heard. Sometimes people who are doing lectures will maybe say something three times within a short period of time, if not right after each other. And that sort of gets you so that you're locked into those keywords, and that brings you into the agenda, the thoughts, the impact of what the person wants to talk about. So, and the keywords are what we release also from the natal chart clearing. So that's what you may want to also do. So naturally, you probably have been in church and you heard different things happening. And then you hear about Jesus naturally because you're going to church, because probably outside the church is a cross, or inside the church is a cross. Some may have them attached to it some way, you know. And, you know, if you think about it, who in the hell would want to go to a church where you see somebody nailed to a cross? I mean, just think if it wasn't a church, right? You know, you're walking into a shopping mall,
yeah.
You know, or a supermarket, and all of a sudden outside the front door, you see this person with thorns on his head nailed to a cross. I think you would probably go, you know, this doesn't feel like a nice place to go to, you know. Why am I going in here, you know? So, but yet the churches have that to probably give you the guilt feeling. So the light of the Jesus is what the churches bring in, the light of the darkness. Repeat that. The light of the darkness is what they bring in, and that's a fabricated Jesus that goes along with the storyline of the Bible. And remember, when Jesus, in a sense, when he died here, whenever that was, okay, when his physical body left the planet, which would be where his consciousness would hold on to and live in, once that left, remember, you have to have a conduit here. He didn't come into a rock, he came into a physical body or a tree, okay? He came into a physical body. When the body left, so did he. And his spirit left, and all the other light beings that would be coming into the body had no venue to come into, so they all left. So when you have the healings from Jesus in a church, you are being healed by the light of the darkness. Can that work? Very well it can, yes, of course. What are you getting hooked up into? More alien energies that the darkness presented to you through Jesus. So that's the process. So yes, the light of the darkness, Jesus, is what people are going to worship because they're connecting outside of themselves. I think the main theme for probably most religions is that they think something from outside of themselves is going to come here and save them, or they're praying to something outside of themselves, like worshiping the sun because it does such wonderful things here. And, you know, when it's out in the daytime, it makes plants grow and stuff and makes you feel better. So, you know, it's something outside of yourself that you're connecting to because you think that it's more powerful than what you are. That's the whole process. And when you give up your energy, your freedom, your way of being to something else, and you hand it over to that energy will just take it away. That's what happens. So as you worship anything outside of yourself, support something, even if you go to just to say an AA meeting, right? You go there and you're right away you're claiming that you're an alcoholic, we'll say, and you're whatever those 12 steps are that you go through when you give this little affirmation that you're this awful person, you know, as you drank in the past. You know, you're living in the past. You're bringing it all to yourself. You're bringing all that energy, stirring it up to yourself, plus everybody else's energy is coming into you. And so you're getting a ton of crap on you that you never thought that you'd ever have, but you may feel like, well, this is really helping me. And it doesn't do you really that much good. It can help you, but are you ever completely healed of it? Where's the 13th step where you can walk away, Renee, and say, you know, I've been there, I've done that, and I choose not to do that again. And, you know, I'm not going to drink, so I'm not going to do it, so now I'm out of here. And but you have to keep people in the codependency energy of that, which is what religions are, basically. All religions would be codependent upon what people are worshiping. So the light of the darkness, Jesus, is darkness energy, holds in itself as light. And that's what, you know, this earth is made up of all these other energies of what people bring in, thinking that this energy outside of themselves is more supportive, stronger than they are. Oh, I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we've got questions that have come into clsquestions.com. Oh, we may have a beep there. I'm not sure. Is that your phone, Ron, or was that a beep?
That's a beep. It's hi, Ed.
Yeah, hi, Ed.
Go ahead, Ed. If it's online with what we're talking about, that'll be great.
Okay, well, it's self-empowerment night. That's why I called.
Okay.
Okay, I went to the movies recently, like last night, and I watched the new Tom Cruise movie. It's a great movie showing how easy it is, if you plan it right, to blame somebody for multiple shootings when you are really after just one of the people. That was a neat message in the movie and all the forces around there. But here's the thing. I really felt self-empowered, but also what disturbed me, that Tom Cruise, who I like as an actor, was supposed to be the star of this movie. Now, I don't know who it was that was there being supposedly Tom Cruise, but the whole movie, I just couldn't get into the movie because this guy is not Tom Cruise. I mean, whoever this is, in my opinion, because Tom Cruise always had that sly little shine in his eye and that sly little grin. I never saw that once in this whole movie. And he fought like Tom Cruise, he stood like Tom Cruise, but his face was completely different. So I just felt really empowered that, even though the movie wasn't as much fun, I felt really empowered that I was far enough away from not being sucked into that, to really see that in my opinion, I don't think he's here anymore. So I just thought I'd mention that to people and see if anybody else goes to that movie and notices that. That's it.
Oh, that's great, Ed. So thank you. Yeah,
sure, thank you.
Yeah, I did notice the same thing in a lot of the movie stars. I can't give any names, naturally, because I have, you know, a stick poked at me, you know, but the callers can say something, you know, but basically, yeah, I have seen that. I've even seen that from really high key people that everybody knows about, where they physically look different, too, from time to time. Well, I shouldn't say from time to time. Quite often, okay? So, yeah, so the clone replicas, I think, are what you're basically saying, that very possibly there's, we'll just use the word stand-in, okay? That might be more palatable for somebody listening who doesn't understand about clones. So, yeah, there are stand-ins, we'll say, that can come forth that are trained to do a certain thing or, you know, mimic somebody. And so, yeah, that can happen. And it is it's very empowering once you understand that. See, if you didn't understand what we're talking about, or you didn't have a heads up, let's just put it that way. So you didn't have a clue. But you know, now by listening to our programs, you have a little clue of what could be happening. Now when you physically see it, you go, aha, I got it. I've been talking to people for maybe the last month. Naturally, my theme has been about people are going to be abducted and clones will be taking their place here, okay? So for myself, talking to people, they're telling me stories about, back east, the New York area, a lot of the shopping centers and malls, et cetera, And also, a person today was saying Phoenix, that they were in Phoenix during the Christmas, went into a shopping mall, and it was, like, deserted. So, hey, this is Christmas, you know? Where are the people? I remember how it used to be, you know, and I wasn't in any shopping malls this year. Normally you try to get in there before, you know, Christmas, and then after the day after Christmas, everybody brings back stuff. So it's almost like half as bad, you know, during, you know, that day. But, you know, it just seems like Christmas came and went, and the people really are not spending money, I guess. Or maybe they're not going to the shopping mall that you went to. But, you know, if anybody has seen that where there's far less people around, then, you know, that's a clue that where do they go to, people? I've been seeing people up there in the cosmos, we'll call it, Nando, after they got sucked up, like through a syringe, we'll say, into a big bubble. They're just kind of like walking around in this bubble, not knowing where they are. And I'm seeing not just a few, like millions and millions of people. So I'll ask everybody out there, have you seen less cars on your road? Have you been places that would be normally busy? No, I can remember myself years ago where you couldn't even get into a gas station. You know, your car's not empty or close to it. You have to get gas during Christmas. There's like 10 cars ahead of you because they're all shopping and they run out of gas. And I didn't see that this year. So I'd like to know if anybody has seen that where maybe it feels like we lost about at least a third of the people on the planet. That's what I would say. You know, as far as what I could tell. So what happens is, so we'll just say that's correct, okay? So we'll just say that these people left. But what can happen? Well, they can take you, since you're aware, and kind of block out, you know, your neighbor Sam and Joe and Tom, the ones down the street, and they have clones now. Or they can just change your whole information, and where you thought used to be maybe an apartment complex or something like that, where a lot of people would be living, they can just turn it into a vacant field. Just bring it forth a new movie set. And then they imprint that into you. You don't remember that apartment complex there where, you know, I'm Dick and Harry and Jane lived. All you know is that it's a field and your memory goes back so far. And then you know that, yeah, that's always been a field. Gee, it's been a field for the last 20 years. Oh, they can do that. So if that makes sense to you, and that kind of goes along with what I always talk about is when that car pops next to you on the road, on the freeway, and all of a sudden you go, where did that thing come from, you know? You're just very lucky that it didn't land on top of your car. All of a sudden it appears there, and you go, wow, this thing's big. This thing has to be a big truck. Driving along, nobody's on the freeway, you're kind of like listening to your music or whatever, you know? And all of a sudden, you look in the side view mirror, and there's a big truck coming your way, or in the rear view mirror, and you go, wow, no, I didn't see that. You know, it would have shown up, you know, probably 5 miles behind me. I would have saw something, but all of a sudden now it's right on my bumper. Where did it come from? So this is kind of what we're talking about, is things like that happening. So I always tell everybody now, look twice, three times before you do any kind of physical movement on the road, because you don't know what's going to happen alongside of you as they beam somebody in. And the other part of this, a flip side of the coin, is that's what happens when you lose your keys and your wallet and your purse. And it's off on another timeline, too. So they just beam in timelines and have them come into yours. And the more scarier part is that you're being taken out, and all of a sudden you show up here. Well, the other person is going, holy shit. You know, what happened? This guy is driving this car, which is you, and they showed up next to me, but we'll just put it on the other people. That's a little bit easier to swallow, you know? It's not happening to you. But back to you, Carrie. Thank you, Ed.
Okay, thanks for calling, Ed. A couple of other people commenting that they're noticing this clone situation with the celebrities, different celebrity names. And people are wondering, what are we going to do with all these new clones? So what, Do you have any idea, Ron, what their role is going to be on the planet or how it's going to affect those of us who maybe didn't get taken in this 2012 thing?
Well, the clones are not very smart. They don't have much of a history, let's put it that way. And they're very docile. So naturally, think of a robot that you programmed yourself and you had it do your dishes and vacuum your house and clean your windows, etc. And that's all that knew how to do. No talking back to you. You pushed a button and that's what it did. It did very, very well to a great extent. So that's kind of what I see the new clones are like. And so very possibly the vase to be out there. You probably heard about people being chipped, and they have been doing that for a long time now. Okay, I would say if you have been in the service and you had shots given to you, probably going back to maybe the 50s, that had nanotechnologies in it. Maybe not put in by the pharmaceuticals that were giving you that stuff, but the unwanted universal travelers probably put it in there. So you have something foreign inside of you now that also help reprogram you. And even vaccinations that you may have been having as a young child, especially probably the shots that people recommend every year. I won't get into that one. But the whole thing is the clones. So what are they? Well, I think they're very, very calm, very peaceful. I don't feel that much mind chatter in the airwaves anymore. Everything is like very, very peaceful, kind of like on a cold night. Notice how cold nights are here for a long ways, a lot of times. And that's kind of the way it feels now, which means that the mind energy of most people turned off. So the clones are typically in the moment because they're programmed in the moment. Remember, what we run is programs that have a history and a future in them. Where I think the clones only have the program of being in the moment. That might connect some dots for everybody. And so as you go from step A to step B, if you are a clone, then you're going to realize that you don't know what step B is until you get done with step A. And then after you do step B, then step C shows itself. Really probably have no information coming to you until you completed the task of what you're doing, and then another one program is reinserted. That's kind of what I would say. And I'll be working on clone healings for people who are listening, and also clones that hear me and are kind of curious, to help them out so they can become a human in place of being like a android. So that's kind of the way, I see that. The clones, to me, are very peaceful, very calm, but they don't have much upstairs right now because they can't really think too well. They don't know what step B is going to be because they haven't completed step A yet. Oh, so another way of saying it, they don't have any history of being here. And I imagine as things go on, time goes on, they'll start maybe recording past history to know what to do. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we do have a couple of questions on this topic. Ron, do you want to go to those? Or because I know you wanted to stick to the other stuff we were going to talk about tonight, but this has yielded some questions, so you let me know which direction you'd like me to go in.
We'll continue on then, I guess.
Okay, Okay, so folks are wondering if these abductions are still going on or if we're over the worst of it. Is there more to come? So this is the 2012 situation that Ron's been concerned about. So is that still going on, Ron?
Yeah, I think it'll be ongoing from now on. I think we just happened to see the beginning of it, and it'll be going on through next year for sure. I can't say how far into next year, but I would say, during the year or throughout the year. Remember, they're going to try to connect with everybody. That's probably the easier way to do it. Maybe when they decided to do the initial chipping of people, maybe it was too complicated and they didn't have enough memory in the matrix, okay, to allow everybody to do their thing with your ID chips, okay, in a sense. So from there, I think that decided just to get rid of people and just put in clones here because they're easier to be controlled. That's kind of what I'm seeing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so basically, the next question was, did they take the lower vibration folks? So you're saying that they're going after everybody, basically?
Yeah, I would say everybody. If you had clearings from us, then it'd be harder for them to connect to you. But I would say typically, you know, almost all the population they're doing this to. Happen to be listening tonight and you had a few clearings, and you do have yourself going into the Earth energy, and more than likely they're going to have a much harder time abducting you. Not that you know, be completely free of that, but, you know, they will not be able to take from you what's already saved.
Right.
Up to auditoriums, you know, with 500,000 people doing these clearings. So you can see, you know, how much stronghold the dark side has. I've been on BBS for a long time, you know, and there has to be one person out there that's a multimillionaire who could have listened and said, gee, I'm going to help this guy out, or not really help this guy out, but I want to help humanity. Where are they? Oh, that just means that those energies of those people have been controlled completely. You don't want to give humanity a chance to do the ascension and to become self-empowered. And the bottom line, like I said, the common denominator, they don't want humanity to become peaceful. Well, they have clones now that appear to be peaceful, and they may even put a program in them saying that they went through the ascension. That could be something that could be coming up. They could bring a program in a month from now and say, oh, Jesus come from the clouds. And remember, all the person's doing is reciting a program, and he took me up and saved me of all my sins, and I came back down, and I had this wonderful experience. And now I'm living on 5D instead of 3D or whatever. They can tell them whatever they wish, because, remember, it's just a program talking. And from there, people may think they went through the ascension. That's another scary thing. But bottom line is that they're all controlled, more so than what they would be in a human body. Oh, and I haven't seen just people changing a lot right now, just by going out and about. And I haven't seen a lot more cloned women that are just gorgeous, you know. I saw one today that looked like she could have, you know, been on one of the runways, you know, wearing clothes, you know. Very tall and thin, perfect body, you know. And they must have dropped her in, you know. I'm seeing that quite a bit now. Well, back to you, Carrie. Maybe somebody else has seen a perfect human specimen being here. Remember, all they have to do is take all the people around them, and they can just create a scenario that the person lived next door for the last 20 years, of course, you know. And people will get that program, and the person could just be here for the first time. No back history. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. A couple of people are wondering, where did all the people go that have been abducted so far?
Well, they went off on timelines, just like you're doing every 10 minutes, and they're going into darkness, and they're interesting here. they must not like what I want to be saying here.
Yeah.
So anyway, the darkness energies is what's abducted the people, the aliens, and they're probably going to do something to them for experiments, you know, or put them into camps, put them into their food storage bin or something, you know. So that's basically it, you know. There's nothing good to say about it. Where are they going? Well, in our term, we'd probably say they went to hell. Did they get out of hell? Probably not. I would say no. I am taking out the spirits of them if I can find them and putting them back to the light ship. But basically, they'll be living in hell for eternity. That's the way it is, unfortunately. So that's because they didn't listen to the teachings of Jesus 2,000 years ago to clean out their bodies, and they chose to connect to darkness by doing rituals and things outside of themselves. No, it's no fault of anybody but themselves, because they chose the wrong path. There's only two paths. You have to look at that. Remember, kind of the words, the stairway to heaven, sort of. You have two paths you can go by or something like that. Not that the song is maybe correct or anything, but got the path of light, and then you have the path of the darkness or the light of the darkness. And which one are you going to be on? Well, when you give your power away, then something out there is going to grab it. Aliens are right there to do so. So, you know, what do you choose to do? And what have you done? How much darkness have you brought upon yourself by doing rituals and practices? We have clearings to help you out with that. So the whole thing is, there's more stuff available now for everybody on the planet than there was when Jesus walked the earth. And there needs to be more because people got stuck into the mind energy and the programs keep running. So that's just the way it is. Like I said, you know, did your parents work on themselves and conceive you at maybe 70 years of age? That you would be a really good human with a lot of judgment released in you? Most people would say no. My parents had me between probably the age of, say, 13 and 25. And, I took on a lot of their stuff, a lot of their aneurysms and everything else, which is judgment, and their situations. We call that karma. And, my story is like theirs. That's only because they didn't clean themselves out. So it's, like I say, it's actually your ancestors' problems that you're dealing with. And if they want to put any blame there, you know, your situation is because of them going back. So they gave you this load. And it's nothing wrong with you. Just inherited all of their negativity and darkness. They didn't have the consciousness to do so. Get rid of it before they conceived you. So that's how it is. It's very simple. Once you look at it, go, yeah, that's what should have happened. It didn't happen, so now I got to do work to clean myself out. They didn't do it for me or for themselves. They were disempowered, so they gave me the disempowerment. But I want to be empowered, so I want to get this negativity, this judgment out of my body, so I can carry more spirit energy. That's the whole bottom line. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so you mentioned, Ron, that you'll be doing some clearings for the clones that have been dropped in here in place of the people that were taken off planet. So the next question is, can the clones get a spirit and go to the light once they've had this clearing that you referred to?
I'm going to be putting something up to do that for them, because there probably are clones that are curious. All depends how much they can look outside of their program. And I don't know how much the darkness is not going to want them to understand human rights, okay? Because they don't have any rights. So when they start understanding human rights and compassion, then they may be able to want to be like a human. Oh, and I'm sure there's sci-fi movies out like that where people... I watched a movie... An old one, maybe in the 50s, I think. It was a time machine. And, you know, the guy created this time machine and worked and kind of looked like a sled, in a sense. And went to a place where I guess he fell in love with this lady, and they had this alarm go off, kind of like a siren or something, and everybody started walking like they're mesmerized to this area where I guess this door opened up, and they went inside, and that's where they were being slaves. Outside, they were living a decent life, like robots in a sense, but when that went off, they were all walking toward this and going there willingly to become slaves. And then from there, probably eaten. So that's the whole process of that. So the clones may say, you know, I may want to live life here or the planet more than what I do now. We'll put clearings up for that. So, and maybe, you know, maybe for some reason, maybe somehow, maybe clone will catch on and maybe they'll hijack a program someplace, you know, start passing out the program to other clones. You know, I don't know. That'd be a neat thing to do, is to have them find out that, yeah, there's a way out of here. Well, anyway, just all kind of speculation right now, but I will be putting up clearings for that because, you know, it's a way that the light can regain territory, too. And plus, you know, the people that are out there, where are they? Well, floating off in a big bubble going into probably... you know, some type of area where, well, for me, they'd probably be ending up being as food. So, tagged. We'll forget about all the rest of it there. Anyway, there you go. That's reality, folks. Back to you, Carrie.
So people are wondering what they can do to protect themselves from this, Ron, and specifically, what clearings do you advise we keep doing to keep us safe? And then secondly, what if we're on the 8-hour intensives and therefore on the light ship in quarantine all month, does that make us any safer in this situation?
Yeah, that will make you safer. If you haven't done your whole life of emotional clearing, then that you need to do first. So this would be to the newbies here. So if you do any other clearings, they may not be very effective for you, as you have to clean out your body in order for you to hold spirit energy. And then your spirit energy can help do healings on you. So even if you came on the 8-hour calls and you have not done the emotional clearing, and I don't recommend anybody coming on those calls unless they do that, getting rid of the alien critters, but do that one first, and then just start doing some of the mind ones and whatever seems to work for you. If you have judgment somewhere, then clean that out, because you want to get this stuff cleaned out of you that you can hold your spirit more. Remember, the people that they abducted probably had very little spirit in them. But these people probably went to churches, you know, and prayed outside of themselves, got hooked up to the darkness, already got their spirit stolen, everything else that's going on with them, so they, you know, they're prime suspects, prime candidates for the abduction process. As you start working on yourself, having more spirit energy, they're probably not going to want to interfere with you too much right now, because they're more interested in the people that are unconscious, okay, with less spirit energy. That's why I say, if you haven't done any clearings, and if you're a newbie listening, and I don't know what you're waiting for, but you better do that. You have to get your whole lifetime done first and get that clearing so that you're able to hold more spirit energy. If you ask your mind about it or anything else and meditate on it, it's going to be mind energy. It's definitely going to tell you that you don't need it. But he does. And you can also do it for anybody that you wish, absentee-wise. You don't have to talk to them. Mind may tell them, no, I don't need this. That's the whole process. To do it for them anyway, it'll work perfectly. The whole thing is to get your spirit back. Spirit will not and cannot come into darkness. It doesn't know what it is. When it sees you with darkness, it has no place to go into. It's not going to go in there and try to, you know, clean it out itself. It'll just say, oh, okay, this is darkness. I don't go there, even though it's in your body. I'm not going to go into this person's foot because it's full of darkness, of dark energies, of mind energies, of thought that got activated, and now they're all darkness there. I'll just go into his knee instead. That's the only place I can go into. Remember, you don't know where your spirit's being held in your body. It's in your heart center first, then it branches out. And as you have more clearings, know, your spirit becoming more into your body, integrating more with you, and that's just the way it works. It's very, very, very simple. Just don't let your mind get caught up in it too much. Do the mind a heart drop and feel better. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and the main clearing that we talk about a lot lately on the shows to do with the abduction scenario at the end of the year and into 2013 is the 2012 abduction barcode clearing that Ron halved the price on months and months ago. It's just $50 now, and it now has listed many, many alien races. And there also is the little title of unknown, because there are, of course, lots of races that we don't have names for. And Ron has been recommending for a long time now that we go through that list, look at it, see what jumps out at you, get those off you first, and hopefully you can take the time to work your way through the whole list. I think, Ron, you mentioned somebody asked on a show the other night if we could reduce the time on the counter. It's set at 3 hours for three different steps and then an hour of spirit infusion. Somebody asked if it was okay to change that down to an hour, and I believe you said yes. So I want to check with you if that's okay to do that.
That would be okay, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So this gets the barcode off us that lots of different races and many unknown, unnamed races have put on us to take us off planet. And it's, as we've been talking this evening, it's happening already to a lot of people. So in answer to that question, what clearing do you advise we keep doing to keep us safe? That would be, I think, top of the list, Ron, would you not?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Uh-huh. And we have the whole lifetime ones. Want to get into the parallel lifetime clearings, what I've had up for a long time for on-planet and off-planet. These are cloned planets that you go to, so that's a good one to do, too, and those are a whole lifetime clearing. And also timeline crashes, so when you have a dream or a situation that's reoccurring, then, get on there and do the timeline crashes. Happen to have a reoccurring situation that keeps haunting you, you have the barcode, which could be on you to bring forth a similar event to steal your energy. To remember, the darkness just wants to steal your energy. They see you as a light bulb, and they want to pull some of that light off of that light bulb. And they'll keep taking it away. The light bulb breaks, and you have nothing left. So, in a sense, another way of looking at it is like we're like their battery. So you came in here fully charged up. They want to keep drawing more off of that battery. More and more and more, and then eventually you start feeling yourself losing energy, want to die, as you don't feel strong enough. I guess I could ask everybody out there, and myself as an example, probably heard me on all these radio shows you've been listening since I've been on BBS, even prior to that for myself, but just as for these shows, never get sick. Don't get sick. Why don't I get sick? Well, because my spirit is very strong, and I don't bend to the energies, and I got myself cleaned out. So that's the whole thing. Only bring forth illness, sickness, to your body if you have blocked energy somewhere. It's very, very simple. So if you get sick a lot, that means that your emotions are probably causing that, energetic bodies that get filled. And we have a clearing, the body jump start, which could help you out too. And that magnetic twisted body clearing that's incorporated in there is a very good clearing. But if you do get sick and not feeling well, that's only because densities of darkness that's living inside of you, I'll repeat that darkness that is living out of you is making you ill because it's stealing your light. So for myself, I can't recall when I got sick last. Hard to even go back in time. If I were to intuitively look at it, I would probably say maybe 20 years, something like that. What really stands out back in this, maybe the early 70s or something, they had the Hong Kong flu. Now, I know I caught that about a month after that whole thing went down because I took my guard down or something. That's the actual last time that I think I got sick. And they had the Hong Kong flu here. Ollie is in the 60s or early 70s, something like that. People may remember that. Younger, you know nothing about it, but that's when I did get sick for probably about 4 days on that one. I don't get sick. Why would I want to get sick? So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Okay. Oh, gosh, sorry, let me just quickly. Oh, yes, you mentioned about doing timeline crashes for dreams, and somebody was asking how many timeline crashes should we do for a dream?
Do it until you feel that the energy of that dream is away from you. Well, maybe do it 20 times. Look at it and see if you can still see visual on it. If you can see the visual of the dream, keep doing it. And I would think at some point it's going to be very elusive to you, kind of like, you know, looking at it through binoculars, and then you know you probably got rid of it. So, to be honest, I would probably say 500 times. Well, fortunately, the darkness wants to keep you, love you to death, and have that death wish on you, and they love you so much about it. Jesus, you know, the Bible is talking about Jesus loved you. He saw the light of the darkness. God loves you. That George Carlin thing was pretty nice. A lot of profanity in there, but talked about that in one of his. Very, very good. Back to you, Carrie. We're running out of time here, I think. Remember, we're still living in time by the clock, but this show goes by very quickly. In fact, if you're out of time of right now, as you're on the show, didn't take any notes, okay? Probably will not recall what we talked about at the beginning of the show. I want everybody to really look at that and see what we did on this show, on the show for probably 50 minutes, 50 minutes. And how far back does your attention span go? How far back can you go back? For myself, I don't know. I would say maybe 1 or 2 minutes. Kind of look right now, it's gone. Oh, I can't even really pull it up. If I can, I can only see about 2% of what happened, and I really got to look at that and, energetically, you know, connect to it to bring back it. Because, remember, it has a life, and the life of that energy, I don't want to give it life. It's already gone. So, remember, when you get corded or have energies that you're looking at that's happened to you, you are feeding it, giving it life to re-energize that program. It's like your computer. Turned off, all those programs in there are not running. Okay? Not going to affect anything. You're not going to see it on your monitor screen because it's turned off. But you turn it on, and those programs start running, and you give it life. So, when you're in the moment, there's no life to any of the programs that you have run in the past. But just look at what we did on the show tonight, and it'll tell you where you are in reality. Okay? Look back on this show, and you go, man, I don't show was on, and I feel wonderful now, but what did Ron talk about? Well, that'd be the greatest thing for you. You can say, geez, I'm in the moment. And this is what it does. The show automatically puts you into the moment as you're having light brought to you to enhance your spirit. Remember, everything works through your spirit. I can't bring you anything to you, into your body, or anything else. It doesn't work through your spirit. That's the way this program works. So, anyway. And if you need to take notes, then you can have it, you know, the program that you're, you know, running at that time, you can have it with a name on it, just like a file folder, and you can put a name on it. Then you can probably go back and reconnect to it and give it life to see what actually was talked about. So, everybody, I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our show is coming to a close here. We don't have another program this evening. Like I normally would have. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our next BBS program today is Wednesday. We'll be on Friday. And Station 2 And that'll be Station 2 on Friday and Saturday at the same time as this one. Well, Terry, thank you. And blessings
you,
to everybody.
Ron.
And I'll energize the light right now. It'll be light, energized for 2 hours.
Oh,
so you
thank
can bring
you.
It up. Thank you, everybody.